Good afternoon. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. How are you doing, folks? It is oh so good to be back with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, it's been an exciting week in dance. And I want to give a special shout out at the top of today's show to Toronto's Dance Immersion and IABD for hosting the 33rd Annual International Conference and Festival of Blacks in Dance this past week. Turnout Radio was a media sponsor for the celebration, and we were on site for all days of the event. And oh, let me tell you, it was a great pleasure to witness the panels, movement sessions, and award ceremony that took place. Now, if you missed it, don't worry, we've got you covered. Be sure to visit us at www.turnoutradio.com to listen to our recent coverage of the event. And our thanks again to Dance Immersion and IABD for having us, and to you, the community, for stopping by to say hello while we were there. Now, coming up on today's broadcast, a full hour feature on the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Join me on the broadcast in the first half of the show. Artistic director Robert Battle will be sitting down with me to share thoughts on the company, its legacy, and so much more. And in the second half of the program, we'll be bringing to you a TO Live interview feature with Toronto-born and raised Hannah Alyssa Richardson, who is in her first season with the company. So stay tuned and stay locked in. We have two full interviews coming up for you. We're going to take a break and be right back with Robert Babin after this. You're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater returns to Toronto's Meridian Hall February 3rd to the 4th, 2023, and their first stop on a 22-city North American tour is right here in Toronto. Led by artistic director Robert Battle, three exciting performances featuring new works and repertory favorites showcase the passionate spirit and extraordinary technique of Ailey dancers. Robert Battle became artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater in July 2011 after being personally selected by Judith Jamison, making him only the third person to head the company since it was founded in 1958. It is my great pleasure, and oh, what a joy it is to welcome Robert Battle to Turnout Radio. Welcome, Robert. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, I am so good too. What a joy. What a joy and honor to have you here on the show to join us. Thank you
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My great pleasure. We are so thrilled to have Albanelli American Dance Theater coming back, returning to Toronto. And the anticipation is so great as we get excited and get ready to welcome you all here. And I wanted to start here, if I may. Albanelli wanted the company to be about storytelling when he founded the company in 1958, because he didn't see the stories on concert dance stages that reflect African American histories and stories. And you believe, Robert, that we are meant to do more than entertain. And so as we open up there, we talk about this necessary part that you have said in past of our stories being a significant and very important part of our cultural fabric, and that we have a mission to tell, that you have a mission to tell those stories. My start for you, sir, is what does it mean for you to be a part of that fabric of telling these stories and ensuring that they live and breathe within the theater and within dance?
Well, thank you for how you shaped that question and poetry. Within that question is really important to me because, you know, I was as a kid somebody who saw the world in a way through the arts, you know, through song, through poetry, through dance. I wasn't great with the text, but when I saw something of a poem or heard something or something like that, it made me feel a part of the world, right? A part of that fabric, that cultural fabric of the world. But I have to say, though, seeing Albanelli American Dance Theater growing up in Miami, in a small neighborhood called Liberty City, in going to the theater, seeing Revelations, which is, of course, Albanelli's masterpiece, one of the most important creations in modern dance, and certainly the calling card for the Albanelli American Dance Theater. But being bussed in as a kid to see this performance, I mean, it was life-altering. And so for me, what does it mean for me? How does it feel for me to be shepherding it forward? Is that some young person who probably had the same wide eyes as I had then will see this company and will pursue their truth. And it doesn't have to be dance, but whatever it is, that those stories inspire us. It's really about making connections. You know, and in a world that attempts to divide us with the rancor and craziness that we see nowadays, certainly in the political sphere and otherwise, this company, I think, stands in direct contrast of the idea that I'm a human being and nothing human can be alien to me. And that's what it's all about for me.
Ah, beautifully said. And I truly love, Robert, that you chose the word shepherd, because I'm very aware of the fact that when you were a kid, you thought you were going to be a preacher.
Yes.
Yes, you thought you were going to be a preacher. And so when I look at the state of our global climate, I look at where we are now and what we have been influenced by, and the turmoil and the challenges and even the joy that we experience as humans. And I think about that word shepherd and the fact that this was something that you thought that you would be to operate in that space of being a preacher. I find it quite exciting when I look at the state of our global climate and in particular look at what at the stories that Albanelli American Dance Theater is telling is that the stories are shepherding us forward, guiding us and creating space truly for not only the stories to live and breathe, but history to live and breathe. And out of that, in that choosing that word shepherd again, possible healing.
Yes.
The possibility of healing.
Yeah.
And so often when I think about Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Robert, I think of it as a ministry. Truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly do think of it as a ministry, because when we think about how dance has that capacity to heal, and in particular, I want to talk about spirit, and in particular, how dance has this wonderful opportunity, Robert, to speak to our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for choosing that word shepherd, because that is what I feel the stories do for me and so many, that it speaks to our spirits, the stories that Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater are telling on stage.
And in a way that dance can make spirit visible in such a powerful way.
Yes.
That often people, they're responding to the steps in Revelations, they're responding to the music, they're responding to the grace and beauty of the dancers, but they're also responding to dancing spirit, you know, that sense that, oh my gosh, what did I just witness that hit me right in the core? And I think that has to do with spirit, which has always been, I think, a cornerstone of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, is that you don't just see it. And I always say this like a broken record, but you don't just see an Ailey performance, but you feel it. That's an important distinction that isn't always true of our profession, or certainly what we're known for, right, is making that spirit visible, so that at the end of Revelations, not that that's all we're doing, but you sort of break down that fourth wall, and it feels like the audience and the dancers are on the same plane, right? That we're all sort of a part of this life, this richness that we're experiencing together, which is why we're so happy to be back together with people in theater and to get that response and that love that flows back and forth. So it's really incredible to be in my position and have this sort of bird's eye view, if you will, of what this company does and how it affects audiences.
Yes, indeed. And I love the fact that we're talking about spirit, something that I think when I reflect upon even being a young dancer myself, we didn't talk about the spirit of who we are very often. We spoke about movement, the choreography, ensuring that the work itself was done.
Yeah.
And it's as I got older and I began to look at the work of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater and so many other works that are being presented across the world, I realized, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
If we are humans here, if we are humans existing and navigating through time and space, physical bodies, what is speaking to our spirit that expresses love and joy and peace and happiness and kindness? And so I think it's quite beautiful, yes, indeed, that you are in that position to have that opportunity to watch that story being told over and over again. It's truly timeless.
Yes.
When we think about Revelations.
Yes, yes.
And let's talk about Revelations.
Yes.
Revelations is, of course, as we know, one of the many works that are going to be presented in the program. And you were reflecting a moment ago on even the final parts of Revelations where we're coming together. And I know, and I've seen Revelations many times over the years.
Yes.
And what I found is quite intriguing as audiences prepare themselves to once again be blessed by it in theaters on tour, is the fact that as the story is being told, not only are we, again, coming back to the space of speaking to spirit, but it's the songs that have been what I believe are very carefully chosen.
Yes.
To tell the story, including words like "Fix me, Jesus."
Yes.
So, can you talk to us about Revelations, please? And I'd like to also hear the first time that you saw it as a little boy, and now as you reflect on it now many years later, if you can speak to us about Revelations as audiences prepare to see it now on tour.
Yeah, well, Revelations, Alvin Ailey created Revelations in 1960. Now, that was just a couple of years after he founded the company in 1958, and it had its first performance in New York City at the Y. But Revelations really just was an immediate hit, if you will. In fact, what some people don't know, little known facts, was that initially Revelations was about an hour long. And over time, he finally worked it and worked it and worked it to about 30 minutes, which is true of an artist. It's like alchemy, you know? It's like you sort of work it until it's that just that precious kind of time and space for the dance to exist and say what it has to say. It is in about three larger sections, right? Pilgrim of Sorrow, Take Me to the Water, Move Members Move. But within those, right, you have the abbreviations, right? So Pilgrim of Sorrow, it starts with the Negro spiritual, I've been buked and I've been scorned, right? Didn't my Lord to deliver Daniel? Why not every man? Fix me, Jesus, right? Then it depicts, you know, a baptism, and Take Me to the Water, which is what he experienced as a child growing up in Rogers, Texas, that you were sort of, there was a procession down to the river where you were sort of baptized, wade in the water, those kinds of spiritual, Move Members Move. You have, and I'm leaving out a couple of things, Sinner Man, and you have, which is a very popular section.
Yes.
You know, but it ends with Rock of My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham. Oh, Rock of My Soul. So he starts with sorrow, but he ends in hope. Rock of My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham. And so when I saw that as a child, see, my mother was an English teacher, but she was also an actress who had a group called the Afro Americans. So as a child, I would listen to them sing these songs. She played piano also for the church that I went to. So, and we had a piano at home. So I was used to hearing spirituals and hymns, but also with her group, I was used to listening to them recite poems. They had a whole act, you know, poems by Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes, all these people that I was sort of hearing their poetry as a child. So by the time I w went to see Revelations, I was primed to understand that these spirituals are artifacts of human survival. You know, that this dance is depicting something that I know. And as a child, when you see something and you don't have to even be told, well, this is what it's about, you just feel it. Even as a child, I remember that being so meaningful because, you know, I didn't understand everything I saw as a child. You know, I remember not understanding lots of things, but that I got it, you know. And I think that when people feel revelations and experience it, you know, when I took over the company, interesting to say now because of the state of affairs, but it just so happened that the company was in Russia. Now, people don't start writing to me because this was about 11 years ago. And I'd never been that far away from home, but it just so happened it coincided with the tour and with me becoming the artistic director fully in my seat. And when Revelations came on, one of those old theaters there, and to see the response of people clapping in the aisles, on the beat, might I add, and to see people respond. I mean, I think we had like two or three encores that we had to do. But it just shows you that whether you're across the street, across the ocean, Revelation celebrates our common humanity. And that's what I love about it.
Indeed. Oh, does it celebrate that? And I, as you were talking, I was thinking to myself that no matter what people believe, whether they believe in God, they say spirits, they say universe, what you just said a moment ago is it. It celebrates the beauty of something that all of us, no matter what we believe, have in common, our humanity.
Yes, yes. We are more alike than unalike, as Maya Angelou has said. We are more alike than unalike.
Yes, indeed. And I want to come back to something that I've heard you share in past as well, that I was so excited to also hear you talking about, is that you wanted to continue, again, this mission of holding the mirror up to society, this Alvin Ailey's mission to hold that mirror up to society so that people can see how beautiful we are, Robert.
Yeah.
And when we talk about revelations, I think it really does do that. We talk about it addresses our common humanity.
Yeah.
It allows us truly to see, yes, the hardships, of course, of who we are, the truth of who we are,
mm-hmm.
the beauty of who we are, in addition to that common humanity.
Yes, yes. And the tenacity of the human spirit.
Yes.
Now, there it is. There it is. And when you think of when he created this, in the cusp of the civil rights movement, you know, where the country was at that time, 1960, where we were headed with the civil rights movement. But you think about him ending that dance with a message of hope, revelations. Not in some ways, if I should be so bold to make a comparison, not in some ways unlike Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ending that speech in Washington with, "I have a dream." Mm. You know, it to me, that notion that to go through all of that strife and yet still have a vision for the future, a positive one, I think is really courageous and powerful. And that to me is revelations.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Robert, as we approach the Toronto performances, the program will feature, of course, Revelations, but will also feature Alvin Ailey's Night Creatures, the bubbly champagne cocktail of a dance that is a perfect fusion of Ailey's buoyant choreography and Duke Ellington's sparkling music. And of course, Reflections in D, a strong yet serene solo Ailey created for himself. And of course, your 4-4. Which is featuring four amazing, wonderful Ailey dancers dancing to Wynton Marsalis's delicious, as the words say here, delicious jazz score, followed by your Unfold, a sensuous, swirling duet. Yeah. And so as we look at what has been curated to be presented and to come on tour for us, what is the lineup saying? And if you could talk to us not only about the curated works, but also the choice of music and the message that this particular curated program will say.
Yeah, well, certainly a love of jazz, right? Jazz music in particular, that is profoundly African-American and profoundly American, right? And so Night Creature, that he created to the music of Duke Ellington. He's also collaborated directly with Duke Ellington on other work. But this work, Night Creature, I love it because it, I think part of the curation is showing the versatility of the dancers, but also the versatility of Alvin Ailey himself as a choreographer. That yes, he could make Revelation, such a profound statement about humanity. But there are other aspects of humanity. There is flirtation, there is humor, there is coquettishness in it. There's all of these other aspects of sensualness and everything. But I think that for Night Creature, Duke Ellington said it best. He said of Night Creature that night creatures, unlike stars, do not come out at night. They come on.
Yes. He's
thinking and believing before the night is out, he or she will be the star. And so that's sort of the premise of Night Creature, which is wonderful. But then Reflections in D, the solo that he created for himself, which is almost like a meditation on being. It's has a simplicity within the poetry of the movement that's really about a person coming into oneself. That's the way I see it. Nobody told me that, but you know, that's the way I see it. 4/4 was a work that I created during, of course, the pandemic, when we were just starting to be able to venture out of our homes and into this dance studio again. But even within that, we had squares on the floors so that we had to be socially distant. I mean, it was a whole thing, as you can imagine. Certainly for dancers who are used to sweating together and sort of all of that. So I made something small, 4/4 dancers. The music is in 4/4, little play on words. And it's a lot of fun. Unfold was inspired by the singing of the legendary Leontine Price. It's a wonderful aria, De Prix et Jour, which I can't believe I'm trying to talk French to you. I know you speak much better. You can correct that if you need to. I'm not good with French.
I could speak some French, but some tiny, tiny, very tiny bit.
Me, tinier. But it's a beautiful aria. And the aria really is about the first day of love, the first kiss, the first wedding. And I thought that was important to include because we want to be reminded of all of these facets of humanity. I think sometimes it's easy to look at the state of the world and sort of dive deeply into the Sturm und Drang, you know, into the, you know, things that are, you know, that agitate us. But what are the things that uplift us, you know? And a love duet does that. It reminds you of that part of yourself that maybe perhaps one has forgotten because of so much going on. And so I thought that was important. And then Survivors, that's a work that Alvin Ailey created in 1986. And it's really inspired by the life of Nelson Mandela. But in the dance, you see Nelson, a character that is Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, the community. And it's the moment that he was put in jail. And so Alvin Ailey always wanted to use dance as a weapon for change, that he felt strongly that he had to make work that expressed his rage about the injustices in the world. And so it hasn't been seen in about 30 or so years. And finally, I decided it was time to bring it back. And then to dovetail right into a work by genius of a choreographer, Kyle Abraham, called It Asks the Question, Are You in Your Feelings?
Yes.
That's something we say a lot around here.
Yes.
And it's wonderful because it's sort of like back in the day, we used to call it a mixtape, where if you like someone, you gave them a mixtape, right? You know, each song had some meaning. So he was thinking about that, but he was also thinking of the cross-generational thing that happens in our audiences, where you see people, you know, dance aficionados, you see people who are young, who just experience dance for the first time, you know, that the soundtracks of their life are very different, right? And so the music is great because you have Erykah Badu, you have Drake, you have Kendrick Lamar, you have Summer Walker, you also have the Flamingos with that wonderful song, I Only Have Eyes for You. You have, oh my gosh, so much, I can't even think of everything. But it's Shirley Brown, that song Woman to Woman. So it kind of, you know, it sort of crosses the span of generations in terms of music. So it's a lot of fun. And fun is important.
Yes, so it is.
So that's why I curated it as such, to remind people that we are so much more than one sort of note on a piano that has 88 keys, right? So we want to play all of them, the white ones, the black ones, you know what I'm saying? Yes. That's what it's all about.
Ah, beautifully said, Robert. And even as you were sharing, I was thinking about speaking to our youth. I thought about that mixtape, Robert.
Yeah.
Thought about that mixtape. And so the curated works here, it seems, allow for this wonderful opportunity for us to revisit those memories and to revisit those times of coming together, to go back and to look at the things that, in case we've forgotten, those things that did bring us joy.
Mm-hmm.
And to now take that opportunity to celebrate it in community, something that we've not had the greatest opportunity to do in the recent couple of years.
Right.
And because of the fact that we're not designed, we're not created to be apart.
No.
Right? We're not created to be apart. We're created to be together. What I love about this curation is that it does all of the above. It brings us together in community, reminds us of those beautiful memories, and allows us to look to the future for hope indeed.
Yes, absolutely. Well said.
Well, Robert, I want to thank you again for joining me today. What a great pleasure. As we close, dance is such a celebration, I've heard you say. Such a celebration of life. Movement, when you're moving, there's something that is affirming about your being. What a powerful share. I've heard you say that in past. Affirming, the strength of that word, affirming your being. So as we close today, I want to thank you again for all that you do, all that you pour out into community, all that Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater has poured out into community, all that Alvin Ailey has poured out into community. We thank you, and we look so forward to seeing you here in Toronto.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. Toronto-born and raised, Hannah Alyssa Richardson is in her first season with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theatre Company after completing one season with Ailey 2 and graduating with honors from the Ailey School Certificate Program. Now, she has been known to say the very first time she had ever experienced the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theatre was when she was just 14 years old. Join us in listening now to a special TO Live featured interview with Hannah as she shares about the work she is presenting in during the company's current tour, the legacy of Alvin Ailey, and what a day in the life of being a company dancer looks like. Take a listen now.
I will be performing in Night Creature. That's a classic of Alvin Ailey. The music is to Duke Wellington. It's a fun ballet piece to jazz music. It's really, really fun. It's really, really hard. We make it look easy, but it's a tough piece. Also, we will be performing 4-4, which is a Robert Battles work, to jazz music as well. And I believe it'll be the first time it'll be premiering in Toronto, Canada. So that's exciting as well. I will also be performing in Revelations, which is Mr. Ailey's classic work. And I'm really looking forward to do that one. Also, we'll be performing a new work called Are You In Your Feelings by Kyle Abraham. It's a Canadian premiere as well. And this is a really super fun piece because it's about Black culture and Black music. The choreographer, Kyle Abraham, he sort of explained the music to be like the mixtape you listen to if you were in a breakup. So we're dancing to Maxwell, we're dancing to Lauryn Hill, we're dancing to Erykah Badu, we're dancing to Kendrick, and we're dancing to Drizzy Drake, Toronto's very own. So super excited to dance that piece here as well. And Survivors is a Alvin Ailey work. The last time it was performed was back in 1986. It's a tribute to Nelson and Winnie Mandela, and that's a really hard-hitting piece, really emotional, and I really think everyone's gonna love it. I think I'm most excited to perform, I want to say Revelations, because that is the classic piece. I performed it as a student, I performed it as an Ailey 2 member as well, and now I'm officially a company member. So just to have like each stage of my life, like performing the works, it has different meanings. So I'm just excited to perform Revelations as a company member on that stage. What makes Alvin Ailey so special? I think there's a lot of reasons. It's Alvin Ailey himself. Well, he started the pathway for all of us to walk on, for African-American dancers to walk on, for people of color to walk on, for dancers who think that they're on the outskirts, like looking in. He made space and room available for everyone to dance. Alvin Ailey made it his job and made dance available to everyone, which is really, really, really important. He made a dance community, essentially. And from him, there's Judith Jamison, there's Robert Battle. Like, he made all these greats who are continuing to create his legacy all the way down to me. And it's super, super special. I also feel that having a building in a company where his dances could thrive is also super special. His storytelling is super special about the human condition, about his life, the way he can choreograph to any types of music. His way to connect with music is really incredible, and just dancing to it is very special. So many special things. My parents put me in a ballet tap split class when I was 3 years old at my local dance studio. And then from there it stuck. I've been dancing ever since. I was 13 at the time, and they realized that dancing is what I wanted to do in the future. So they did some research on Google, and they found this dance company in New York City. And they did ballet, they did jazz, they did modern. and they were predominantly an African-American dance company, which really sparked our interest as well. And we realized that they were coming to Toronto that following February, so they went to go and see them, and we absolutely fell in love. And it was really, really mind-opening for me to like see dancers on stage that looked like me, because I didn't really get a lot of that growing up. And I didn't even think anything about it, because I thought like this is just how we grew up. And then when I saw the company and then the majority of the dancers on stage looked like me, I was like, wow, like this is like really incredible. I used to get noticed a lot for dance competitions for my solos and stuff like that. And I thought a part of that was because of the way I looked, and it was just easy to spot me out like on stage. I did the summer intensive for Avon Ailey like back in 2013, and that was my first dose of being a part of the organization. And I was really nervous. I was scared because I'm like, mom and dad, there's so many other dancers that looked like me. Like, how am I supposed to get noticed? Like, how am I gonna get picked out from the crowd if we all look the same? They said, like, Hannah, like, you're dancing. Like, you're an amazing dancer. Like, you just like, just be who you are, and like that will like take you where you wanna go. And then once I realized that I am who I am because of my dancing, and I made it to where I am because of my dancing, not just because of the way I looked, it was like a great feeling. So it was like really inspiring to see them on stage, and then to know that I can be where they are was really, really amazing as well. If there was like a little me out there, I would hope they would see themselves, essentially. I hope they can see that they can do anything they want to do. I hope they can relate to the dancers on stage. I hope they never stop learning and always have like a drive to learn and just have fun at the end of the day and do what makes you happy. Close to the building that we rehearse at. I'm really, really fortunate. Some people have to take trains, like our train. I take like a 12-minute power walk through the city. My day starts at, I would say, 8 o'clock. Wake up, get ready, have breakfast. Company class starts at 10:30, and that's an optional company class, and it's usually either a ballet class taught by a company member, or they bring other ballet instructors in to teach us. Or it could be a modern class, and then also bring outside instructors to come teach us. I would try to get there 30 minutes earlier, around 10, just so I could warm up my body for myself, do what my body needs. And after that, we have a break, and then rehearsals are from 12 to 7. And they're not dancing fully from 12 to 7. There are breaks. We get an hour lunch. We have an hour blocks throughout the day, and then we're working on different pieces. We could be working on Night Creature for an hour, and then we could be working on 4-4 for another hour. So it really depends. Everyone's schedules are different. But since I'm a newbie, and there's three other newbies who joined the company with me, we were called pretty much for the entire day, just getting caught up on all the works that we had to learn. So it's been full day, so 10:30 to 7, Monday to Friday. You gotta love it.
Today you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. Well, that was Hannah Alyssa Richardson in a special TO Live interview feature. What a pleasure it was to hear her share her thoughts and experiences with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And many thanks to Hannah. And our great thanks as well to Robert Battle for joining us on the show to open up about the company, his dedication to its mission, and so much more. What a thrill it was to have them both with us today. Friends, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater returns to Toronto's Meridian Hall February 3rd and 4th, 2023, for their first stop on a 22-city North American tour. Tickets are now on sale and available at www.tolive.com. And you can also pick them up via phone at 416-366-7723 and 1-800-708-6754. They're also available via email at www.boxoffice@tolive.com. Well, this brings us to a close of today's program. Be sure to visit us at www.turnoutradio.com for more interviews and the latest in dance news. Technical production of our full broadcast was facilitated by Amber Downey-Back. The TO Live interview with Hannah Alyssa Richardson was edited by Emma Foran. Join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio. We'd love to have you back with us. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.
Thank you. KCIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city. Stream us anytime at www.ciut.fm.